Hey guys, good morning. New Patriot here. It is the day after Christmas of 2022, and I hope you guys had an awesome Christmas. I'm actually way more looking forward to the second coming than the first coming of Jesus. But guys, next week we enter into what may be the most dangerous seven-year period in human history. Next week we enter into the seven-year countdown to 2030. And you all know about Satan's agenda for the 21st century, Agenda 2030, and the Satanic Development Goals. Guys, remember in the spring of last spring, they announced at the World Health Assembly that they were instituting plans to accelerate the 2030 agenda. Now we're entering into that seven-year period, and just take that for what it is. I'm just telling you that this is going to be a very trying time. Because everything these people have announced that they would do, they're getting away with it. You can see it. They're getting away with murder. They're getting away with stealing government, stealing elections. They got away with a plandemic, and it's all coming back, guys. So get ready. We're entering into this. The seven-year countdown begins, and probably troubles on this earth that have not been seen since the days of Noah. That's how serious this is. And I just want to give that some consideration. So guys, I'm going to post a link to a 31-minute video in the description box of this video. And it's easy to watch. It's only 31 minutes, but it'll give you the facts you need to know in an easy to share format with other people who still aren't convinced that we just went through a plandemic. And you'll watch the video, you'll see, why did the World Bank, by the way, have millions of COVID-19 test kits in 2018, before there was even such thing as COVID-19, guys? It was planned, and they're getting ready to do it again. They've announced, and you'll watch the video, you'll see, they're getting ready for Plandemic 2.0. And so this is something I'm speaking about because I want you to be prepared for this, be ready for this, because with this, in other words, how are they going to do this, you might be thinking, and here's how they're going to do it. You watch the 31-minute video and you'll see that it's evident that they're going to do it by telling a bigger lie. Yeah, they're going to tell a bigger lie and get away with it. And here's the thing too, guys, I have in my mind's eye sort of a picture, like a cartoon. Think about this. Follow me on this one for a second. I have like a cartoon. If I could draw, I'd draw it. But it's a cartoon, and it's these guys standing out in front of in Auschwitz or whatever, the gas changer. They're taking their clothes off. They're getting ready to go get killed by poison gas. And one of them looks at the other and says, "Well, at least this is just a precursor, right? Is they're getting ready to go in there and get exterminated?" That to me is a picture of where I think many in the church or many in the world today even are. They're thinking, oh, it's a precursor to the mark of the beast. You know, no guys, it's the real thing. And you can watch my older videos on that. But what's being built out right now is the beast infrastructure, the beast system infrastructure, which includes many things, but they're getting ready to release Plandemic 2.0. Now, I don't have a timeline other than I am comfortable saying that this seven-year countdown, guys, you can expect it all to go down. And to carry out their satanic development goals for the 21st century, they're going to need to have this world war. They're going to need to take down the United States. They're going to need to remove the sovereignty of nation states. And you've already heard me talking about this. They've already done it. Functionally, they've done it. They've gotten away with it already. And so it's going to be up to us, the survivors and the overcomers, the remnant people of God, remnant human beings, actually, people who say, no, my genome is worth defending. My humanity is worth defending. Because even in 2023, what will it mean to be human anymore? Are you still 100% human when your genome gets altered and edited, with genes being deleted and synthetic systems being installed into your body? As the beast system infrastructure gains functionality, it will become evident in these next years what was in these biotech injections that basically make people part man, part machine, the merging of things digital, physical, and biological. They said they were going to do it, and they've already done it. It just hasn't, we haven't seen the full functionality yet. But guys, it's coming. It's coming. As the system gets built out, as millimeter waves get propagated all across, you know, the landscape, and especially in smart cities, you're going to see it. So get ready for that, by the way. So they're going to tell a bigger lie, and surely it's going to involve more horrific deaths and more scary stuff. They're going to scare people into, they already proved they can do it. They can manipulate the minds of weak-willed people who consider themselves to be informed without any critical evaluation and without doing, people whose research consists of Google and Snopes and NPR and CNN and all the legacy media. By the way, I want to mention this too. Pray for Mike Adams as he has announced that he's going to be doing some more experiments. I really look forward to that, by the way. And I always think about, you know, what if I could do experiments, what would I do? And it just occurs to me right now, one that I would do if I could. And you all know about the experiments that have been done on the non-blood clot obstructions that come out of the bodies, the veins and the arteries of the vaccinated. Those have been murder victims by the pharmacia industry. Guys, so check this out. I wonder if the spike protein or smart materials of some sort end up accumulating. We know they accumulate in the testes and the ovaries. We know that. And we know that the spike protein is small enough to pass the blood-brain barrier. Well, I'm wondering if these things accumulate in the pineal gland, if that could be explored, if they have a high concentration of graphene oxide or other smart materials or spike protein or whatever, if that is a place, a location where they accumulate. And I'm thinking this because part of the BEAST system infrastructure is you study what goes into smart cities and all that. You'll see, well, cameras for sure, but also a lot of weird LED lighting. And so the pineal gland, it's a real gland, and it's constructed like the human eye. And it's also the only other organ other than the eyes that detects and gathers light, but on the non-visible spectrum. So people really don't know what this is, but people have understood that it's something important for millennia. And I'm just wondering if this is a place that is a target for this bioweapon to achieve mass control of humanity in their quest for achieving AI singularity. And that's another thing I predicted in the last video, that in the years coming, in this final countdown, this 7-year countdown to 2030, by the way, you do have to wonder what the grand finale is going to look like when we get to 2030. Here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for overcomers. I'm looking for an overcoming victorious church and a people of God who, while most people say, well, who can make war against the beast? I know who can. Jesus Christ can make war against the beast, and he will, and his people also will overcome. So I want to encourage you with that. Okay, guys, so we're going to see the functionality of the beast system get activated in the days we're entering into. So some of the other things that are happening in this 7-year countdown that are very easy to see, we're going to see an increase, an accelerated collapse of food. Yeah, it's not a fluke. It's not accidental or coincidental. No, it's on purpose. The sabotaging of the food supply chain, food production, animal agriculture, crop agriculture, it's all being sabotaged. And it's all part of depopulation, the green horse, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, depopulation through hunger and famine and pestilence. And all this is part of it. And so you're going to see an increase in surveillance, an acceleration of the increase of surveillance. It's being said right now that, I can't remember if it's the United States has more cameras than China or more per capita. I actually think it's more per capita in the United States right now. We are developing a surveillance infrastructure here of tyranny that is second to none in the world. So, and by the way, this is not to protect you. This is to take away your liberty and enslave you to the beast system. You're going to need to find ways to reclaim, defend, and preserve your liberty. Okay, guys, so you're going to see an increase in, and a rollout, actually, of genomic surveillance. And that was, I called it Joe Biden's Warp Speed 2.0, his executive order for funding the bioeconomy last September. You're going to see that things like this begin to get implemented, as well as the rollout of a new financial system and behavioral economics and programmable mammon and programmable people, by the way. So you'll have to ask yourself, am I going to be a programmable slave, a bond slave of the beast, or am I going to exercise civil disobedience? Because throughout church history, guys, the ones who overcome are the ones who exercise godly civil disobedience, something that needs to be taught, by the way. So, in fact, all throughout church history, the number one persecutor and killer of believers in Christ is governments. That's democide. And, of course, many times they have the full support, for instance, of the Roman Catholic Church and other, you know, religions, but it's the governments. And to overcome, you're going to need to learn, where do we draw the line with civil disobedience or civil subservience? Because it says, first of all, we know that God's law supersedes man's law. And you'll have to decide for yourself, is it right for us to obey God or obey men? We're going to have to obey God. And this is going to be, this is going to cost you in this next seven-year period. People who really want to follow Jesus Christ are going to have to realize, you know what, I'm willing to pay the price. And I'm going to man up, I'm going to woman up to this or whatever, and face into it. And you're going to begin to talk about it. If you don't, you're going to become irrelevant to the real church. You're going to become irrelevant if you don't talk about these things and address them, because these are the things that people will be going through who want to follow Christ. Now, I am convinced that even as we get toward the end of this seven-year period, there will still be people in the quote-unquote churches that are getting boosted. They're getting, you know, they got the mark, they're getting scanned, they're buying and selling, they're going along with the program because they're not conflicted by it. They don't see a problem with it because they're thinking that I'm obeying Romans 13. Which, by the way, was Adolf Hitler's favorite passage in the Bible. But they're going to not have a problem with it because they don't recognize it. And Jesus said that the elect, if possible, would be deceived. Guys, but I'm convinced there will be people who right up to the very end, just like with the days of Noah, that right up to the very end, they were doing this and doing that and getting married and partying. And that right until Noah got on the ark and God closed the door. And they still didn't recognize that the world was about to get flooded. They should have said, you know what, it hasn't rained yet, but here's this godly man who's been telling us this reliable message, and we just witnessed a miracle of these animals coming, and they still continued and doing what they were doing right up until the very day when God closed the door. That brings me to something else. I'm going to link to this to another video that you're going to find very interesting as I am talking about the days of Noah here. Guys, you've heard about the cattle die-offs that occurred, you know, in the past few months, I think it was, and then you've heard about, you know, the speculation or the theory being proposed that this has to do with the rift or the rifts that are occurring right now in the magnetosphere, and which protects us from harmful radiation, right? And this is very interesting. And then the whole subject of the pole shift, because we have geological evidence of pole shifts occurring in the past. And while it is sort of up for debate how often this occurs, but this is very interesting, guys. If you know anything about maps, you'll know that there's true north and there's magnetic north. And you'll know that magnetic north is rushing at an accelerated pace towards Siberia. And check this out. So I'm going to link to a video that talks about something that's very interesting relative to the days of Noah. And Jesus said that the time prior to his second coming would be likened to the days of Noah. And here's another way that I think this actually is happening right now without people noticing it. and that involves the rifts that occur in the magnetosphere. So there are several books that we don't have in our canon of scripture that did exist in a previous canon of scripture. And in fact, there are several books that are actually referred to or quoted from or alluded to in our canon of scripture, the 66 books we have in the Western world. In the Eastern world, they have the Apocrypha, and there's a difference in the books that are in the Roman Catholic Apocrypha versus different Orthodox churches. So there are some differences, but one of the books is the book of Jasher, or Yashar, and it's actually referred to in one of the Old Testament books in the Law of the Prophets. I forget which one, but it says, are these things not written in the book of Jasher? So it's referred to in the Bible. Well, if you go into the book of Jasher, and it gives an account of the flood of Noah, which is very illuminating, and it describes how it was that the animals came to Noah. And one of the other things that's occurring at the same time is the magnetosphere getting ripped open and the pole shift, or the north, the true north, accelerating in its, and this is called in normal map and compass cartography, that's called a declination. In nautical charts, that's called variation. But it basically, there's a difference, depending on where you are in the world, between true north and magnetic north. And it's always changing. And it's at a fairly predictable rate, but that rate is increasing. So there's been a phenomenon around the world. I'm going to link to this video of animals walking around in circles. Now, it is understood that animals have some sort of internal compass, some sort of a way of navigation. Nobody really understands it, just like nobody understands, really the pineal gland, right? But no one understands how this works, But it looks as if this is getting confused in animals as they are. And the video will show all these animals walking around in circles. But the book of Jasher says that right before God flooded the world and these earth changes occurred, that here is how Noah collected the two of every kind, right? The different animals and, more of some species than others. But says that God caused the animals to walk in circles, to surround. Watch the video. It's pretty awesome. And so this was a sign, and this is a sign for us, of something that occurred in the days of Noah, according to the book of Yashar, that God caused these animals to walk around in circles. And then of these animals that walked around in circles, two of each, or the ones that God wanted to bring onto the ark, they actually kneeled down. They knelt down. And then Noah was able to collect these and lead these animals onto the ark. It's also a picture of humility, that the animals that were selected based on their submissiveness, their submission to man, which was, of course, in line before all flesh became corrupted in the days of Noah. The uncorrupted, man was created to have dominion over the earth. And so the animals that were pure in their generations, they submitted to Noah, demonstrating that they were fit for the new world that was going to emerge after the flood and for man to retake dominion over the earth. It's pretty awesome stuff, guys. I urge you to check this out. So I'm linking to a couple of videos. I think you should watch those. Now, you're going to see an increase in the legal structure of the Mark of the Beast and the genomic surveillance. And you're also, I think you should understand that you, if you follow Jesus Christ, if you're going to be a remnant follower of Jesus, but even if you're just going to retain your humanity and be a remnant human being, you're going to be persecuted and you will be classified as a cyber threat. You will be classified as a bioterrorist for not taking the Mark of the Beast, gene editing, child sacrifice, non-vaccine vaccines. And you will be possibly a fugitive even if you flee the surveillance. And remember, all these people who've taken the jab already have surveillance under the skin. We don't see the full functionality of the beast system infrastructure yet, but that's also being built out right now. So guys, I should mention this too, guys, that Second Horseman of the Apocalypse, Rider on a Red Horse, the World War, To him is given a great sword, Kinzhal. It's the name of the Russian hypersonic missile system that just last week, in the past few days, Vladimir, when Biden said when Biden committed to send over some Patriot missiles, which are totally antiquated, Vladimir Putin said, those are obsolete. We have the great sword, the Kinzhal, and the great small sword, the dagger. And this is the weapon system. To him, the rider on a red horse is given a great sword that men should slay one another, that peace should be taken from the earth. Guys, we're in it. We're in it. And along with this, I believe, and it's not just me, many, many others, as you know, are seeing it too, that the United States is, well, functionally, it's already been taken down. So it's all over, but the rest of the music, I guess. But get ready, because you're going to have to survive a collapse. And you're going to have to be one who commits to rebuild. And so we are going to have to be rebuilders, rebuilding the food supply system, rebuilding some sort of an economic system of trade and a store of value, even if it's illegal. And that's the thing, is that, remember, you're going to have to dig in and find out, what does civil disobedience look like in the book of Revelation? Because God's people don't go along with the beast. They refuse to submit to the beast. And that's why the beast is angry at those who follow Jesus. Guys, so I want to mention one more thing, I think, here. And that is, okay, so also with reference to the ripping of the magnetosphere, and this is further kind of down the road, I think, but it says in Revelation 16, verses 8 to 9, let me read this, guys. It says, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. Because, right, you have letters to seven churches, right? And then you have seven seals, then you have seven trumpets, then you have seven bowls of wrath, or vials of wrath. And so this is in the vials, the bowls of wrath. Revelation 16, verses 8 to 9, it says, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and which, by the way, affects our magnetosphere. And it was given to him to scorch men with fire. Men were scorched with fierce heat, and they blasphemed God, the name of God, who has the power over these plagues. And they did not repent so as to give him glory. So, guys, we're entering into this. We're in it. This is the seven-year countdown to Satan's goal. And God has goals too, by the way. And his purpose for you in this time is to overcome. And God is looking for a bride who's made herself ready. And let us give full attention to walking with full zeal, full anointing, full power, understanding how do we walk according to the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about just church going here. I'm talking about anointing. I'm talking about, you know, Paul said, I didn't come with persuasive words of wisdom. I came but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So let us be praying about that. I'll pray for you like that. Please pray for me like that too, guys. Please like, share, subscribe, and share this video. And we'll use this channel to get this word out and disciple the nations. So God bless you guys, and we'll be in touch. Thank you.